Fred Film Radio, Venice Days, at the Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 73rd Venice Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Andreas Dalsgaard, co-director of The War Show, that screened at the Venice Day section. Fred Film Radio's media partner at the Venice Day section, so it's a great pleasure to be joined by you.
Thank you. It's a great pleasure to be here.
So, the first question is kind of for the benefit of our listeners. Would you kind of be able to introduce your films? Tell us a little bit about what it talks about, the story of the film.
The story of the film, it's about a group of friends, primarily the main character, Opie, who used to be a radio DJ in Damascus, having a show called The Normal Show, which was very popular among young people. And as the revolution breaks out, she quits her job and she joins the revolution, demonstrates on the streets with her friends, and they start filming. So over the course of the following years, they film everything of their life, and it's both private moments, going to the beach, having a party, and at the same time it's frontline footage, and it really chronicles their life and how it unfolds and how Syria changes and descends into chaos. So it's a journey into hell in many ways, you could say.
Yeah, and it's primary source material, so that really gets you to really get into this world, but also in a personal way.
Yeah, it's a personal road movie, you could say, inside a wall. And throughout the film, we have Obi's voice carrying us through in basically voiceover that was built on hundreds of hours of talks about her experiences. Then we started building how we would tell the story together, and that became the voiceover.
Take us through that process. First of all, how many hours of footage are we talking about here?
Well, I met Obi in Turkey, close to the Syrian border. She'd been out of Syria for a while, and she'd carried 5 hard drives with her. That was her only possession, leaving Syria. And it was approximately 300 hours of footage, and she introduced me to this footage, and we started talking about whether we could, I mean, how should we tell the story? Could we find a common vision? And that was based on hundreds of hours of talks and pages of notes that then I was developing into a script, playing it up against her and saying, is this how we could approach the story? Does this feel right to you? Does it feel true? And then step by step we developed a way to tell the story, and it was really a very much a close dialogue between us. Me bringing my skills as a filmmaker, as a storyteller, and at the same time my understanding of culture and the Syrian situation, and then her very deep understanding of the Syrian situation and the unique being that she is. She's a very poetic person.
Yeah, and there is another thing as well that I would add to it, the desire to show something that is kind of like that a lot of people don't know much about. Do you know what prompted her to start filming what was happening?
I think not just her, but people around her, whom she also helped inspire to film, really sensed that they were at a moment in history that was defining in so many ways, and they felt the importance of that moment, and that urged them to film. We have to understand that Syria has been very closed for many years. It was only a few years before that the internet was accessible to Syrians, and then in a very unstable kind of way. So it was a moment where some things came together with the desire to rise up against repression, and they definitely knew that they were in a historical moment that needed to be documented.
Yeah. Now, what about you? What kind of inspired you to tell the story of whatever was happening in Syria? What drew you to this particular topic?
Well, what drew me to this topic was that there was an important collection of footage that had not been released yet. And that we, together, we could find a way that could become a story for the world to see. And it was more than it was pleasure or anything, it was a duty towards Obi and that material that deserved a life.
That's interesting, because it sounds like the project really did start with the footage, which I guess is also part of the reason why these people filmed the footage in the first place, to raise awareness and to get people involved in a way.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the poster of the film, it's an eye with a camera lens in the circle of the eye, and you know, it was definitely filmed all the way through with the intention of making a film, but at the same time in the midst of a total chaos of life and politics and growing up and all of these coming together and exploring life and exploring art and freedom for the first time. So there was this unique energy and at the same time huge confusion about how do I define freedom. There's a guy in the film who talks, and he was once in prison, and he talked about how the judge then asks him, so what is freedom? Why are you fighting for freedom? And he answers him, well, I don't know what freedom is. Nobody in Syria knows what freedom is because they never experienced it. Mm-hmm. And I think that really hits it on the spot. There was a huge desire for freedom. There was so much that was ready to explode. But what came after was just a big unknown.
Yeah. Furthermore, the people that are kind of whose stories we see on this film in particular, that's the protagonists of this film, are very relatable. In spite of whatever we kind of, you know, there's often this idea of us and them, when it's people that are far away, when these things are happening not anywhere really near us. But these people are just like, you know, they're pretty, I mean, I know people like this. I am like them, you know, so that adds to the power of the film, do you think?
Well, it definitely does, and it was also something that really hit me when I watched the footage for the first time. At the same time, it's also something that we rarely get to see because of the way that media is constructed and the way our minds are constructed.
Yeah,
I was speaking to a journalist yesterday and who said, yeah, it's funny because they look very, seem very Western.
Yeah,
and it's just, true. No, that's not true, because what does that mean? What does that mean? That they're into cool shit? And how does that relate to being Western? And it's just, we have so many labels, and we tend not to think about them, and we assume that we understand what each other means. Mm-hmm. But to assume that being into cool shit means to be Western is just showing how much our minds are wired in a certain way. And what I loved about this group is that, yeah, they're into cool stuff, but it's equally Islamic poetry from the old days, it's Lebanese hip hop, and it's the Doors. And they're just searching, and they're curious, and they're eating it up.
By way, speaking of labels, do you find yourself that you, in the role of, let's say, a documentary filmmaker, that documentary filmmaking has the power to kind of expose people to a reality and kind of ignore labels in a certain way?
I think that we as storytellers, whether you're a documentary filmmaker or any kind of filmmaker or writer, we have a responsibility to keep expanding the mind and the way that the world works and challenging the way the world works. I definitely think that it's important to not just reproduce a kind of narrative that some lazy journalist didn't think about much, maybe, or just agreed on that was the narrative.
That's right, yeah. Speaking of the war show again, final question, after Venice, is the film going to be traveling anywhere?
The film will be traveling from Venice to Toronto. That's the first stop. Then it's just been announced that it's been selected for London Film Festival. So those are the first stops, and we have a load of other festivals lining up, it seems. So we're just very grateful with the reception. It's been a very powerful experience for us. And of course, we're just hoping that this film can help open up people's eyes.
Yeah.
And part of getting there is to reach as wide an audience as possible.
There you go. Well, thank you very much for joining us and talking to us about it.
You're most welcome. Pleasure.
Thanks a lot. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.